Good morning, beautiful people. How are you today? It's Nate Max here from Nate Max TV. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's Nate Max here from Innate Alliance. And, what have I got left? And my website, www.innateawareness.com. So I've had four major breakups this year in my life, relationships. One was at the start of the year. I was deleted completely from Facebook, which was a 9 or 10 year relationship. And that was kind of weird, you know, feeling into that, because it was actually a breakup. And now today I've had my Nate Max TV Instagram deleted, which has been a good 7 to 9 years of relentless posting and holding the line on the internet. Last week I had my neilpasco.vision Instagram deleted, which is literally an old account, which I've had since the first time I started using the internet, really. And it was pictures of my Harley Davidsons and traveling to India, my truck, lots of photos of my truck and partying and the boys at my house at Bondi, and just an old life, the old version of me when I was a topless raider and kickboxing and up to mischief and all this stuff, you know. And I actually enjoyed that account because it was a look back in memory lane, you know. So, and then yesterday, 2 days ago, I had my off-grid adventures account deleted, which is literally an account which is just pictures of mainly me and my dog, my motorhome, and traveling off-grid and sustainable communities, and lots of pictures of my property in that now. Just the gardens and renovations and things like that, you know. So, but anyway, all of those accounts, the off-grid adventures and the Neil Pascoe Vision, they had less than 1,500 followers on there, you know. And I also had a breakup too from a relationship as well, an actual one, a real one. Well, the question is, which hurt more and which was more real? Was it my fake internet life or was it my actual life, you know? And that's what I'm going to talk about today, is the metaverse, internet, Facebook, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, all these things that are coming at us very strong, you know. And I really felt a disconnect. Something really good happened, in fact, when they deleted my Neil Pascoe Vision. I don't know why. There's a bunch of photos on there I would like to have saved, you know. But also you become, I guess, ensconced in the past when you have lots of photos and you constantly look back on them. Not that I constantly do, but I've noticed myself scrolling. I've noticed myself being on my phone doing useless stuff a lot in the last 12 months, laying in my bed. I haven't got Wi-Fi at my house. I've got a cord, and I specifically have a short cord so it only reaches to my computer desk. And when I use my phone on a tethered cord, you can't charge the phone at the same time. So I generally only get an hour to an hour and 20 minutes of phone time, and then my phone dies and you have to take it off and recharge it. So that's good, you know. I set things up like that purposely because I know what I'm like. It's like I haven't started doing skydiving yet because I know I'll be obsessed with it, and I want to do the wingsuit stuff and I'll just be obsessed with that. Like, I have been thinking about that a bit lately, actually. I'm not tricking myself with that one yet. So that's why I haven't done that. I used to jump off all these bridges in my area and do all this stupid shit, really extreme stuff where you didn't know if you're going to survive. It's like skydiving is not a thrill for me as such, but I know I'd like to do the wingsuit stuff, you know. But anyway, I really felt a disconnect from something when that Neil Pascoe Vision account got deleted the other day. And it's only a small one, but I felt this freedom come over me. I felt like something was feeding off me, and even though it wasn't an account that I've been using really at all, I haven't really been using it. As soon as I realized, I was like, oh, fuck, it's pretty annoying. I thought of my photos, you know, the old me, who was I before? And then I actually felt this lightness come over me. And I was like, fuck, this feels good. There's definitely an energetic transfer going on, even on accounts that we don't even use. And I straight away got motivated to post on Telegram too, you know. And then this morning, or yesterday or 2 days ago, my Off-Grid Adventures was deleted. I just woke up and it was gone. There wasn't even any warning. It was just, your account's basically gone. I was like, okay, that's good. I wonder if that's legal. I wouldn't mind suing Instagram, actually. Just suing them and Facebook and demanding my photos back, but just to start a court case against corruption, you know? And I was speaking to a mate out loud. My phone was there. It was present. And I said, it's funny that they'll delete my personal little account with just pictures of my dog, but then they'll leave my big one up for so long. And then I woke up this morning and they'd reinstated my Off-Grid Adventures and then deleted my NateMax TV, you know? It was like, fuck, was that AI listening or was it an actual team of people listening? And they're like, oh yeah, actually we should delete that one. So that was kind of weird, you know? They deleted one and then the next day after I said it, it's funny they did that, they swapped it over and deleted the other one. So what it tells me, one thing is that, like, they are so frightened of people like myself and you guys. You know, you are a product of who I am. You've been listening to me, a lot of people have been following me for many years now, you know. And I feel like what I've done is, I've created awareness, yes, and all that stuff. But I've been training people up. People have been watching what I've been saying. They've been listening to my posts. They've been seeing my lives. They've been seeing the veracity that I've been posting against the system and how much of an impact it made, you know? And it's like I've got a whole bunch of apprentices now that have done their 5-year apprenticeship with me and they're off and running. And before Facebook was deleted, my account was so strong that I would go onto all the mainstream pages and start commenting and destroy them. And then within 5 minutes, I would just see all my awesome army of friends, all you guys, mostly you guys who are on my Telegram are the ones who are doing it. And I would see all your names. I would see your names pop up and these really brilliant posts, really smart, clever, funny, good posts, you know. And I was like, look at these people. Fuck, they know their shit. And that was kind of like, I was a little bit proud, you know. I was like, oh, this is great. This is really good. Sorry, I had some people walking past my bus, friends of mine. And I realized that we are growing and we're spreading, you know? We're spreading everywhere. And once you're awake, you don't fall back asleep. You can get the shits and say, I'm over this journey, and you can get bitter, and that's generally because you're not doing your inner work, and your body and your mind is swimming in a bit of toxicity, you know? That's the key. The key is to have the balance, right? And the one thing that I feel I've had is the health balance with the spiritual balance and the playfulness and stupidity with the truth seeking. That's why I've lasted so long, because I've got my dog, my motorhome, my projects, my thing that I go out, I surf, I play, I don't usually drink, but if I do, I'll go out and have a mad night, you know? I'm not so rigid on myself that I've knocked the fun out of my life. The one thing we can't do is get so serious with this so-called battle, the inner battle, which becomes an external battle, that we lose our playfulness. So yeah, I just found that really strange today, you know, that was it a team of people listening or was it artificial intelligence that just listened to my instructions and just, you know, did it basically? Very interesting, you know. And I said the other day, I said, oh, look, fuck, it's pretty annoying. I'd actually would have liked to have just downloaded my photos first, which is true. Like, if I downloaded all my Facebook pictures, I wouldn't have cared, you know, because it would have been nice to have had the feeds and the reels and all that and just put them on a hard drive somewhere. That's the only thing that would have been nice, you know, because a 10-year relationship, you know, that's 10 years. 10 years of my life. And I'll tell you what, it's probably been 6 or 7 where I have been fucking ruthless. Like, I'm talking 4 hours a day, smashing thousands and thousands of comments and posts and liking people's pages and commenting on other people's posts. And holding the line, and I mean holding that energy where I'll comment on so many people's comments on one post that I would actually change the whole narrative, you know. And I realized how important that role was, and I had to do it, you know, because my mind works where if I'm doing 10 things at once, I function really well. So on the internet, I can do 20 things at once and go in 20 conversations, and that works good for my little brain, you know. It just turned out that way. So yeah, the disconnect. Now, I'm definitely feeling an energetic disconnect from these technologies today. I'm already feeling different because my Nate Max TV is gone. It's a knowing that my time and energy is going to come back to me now. These pages that weren't really working for me because I was, you know, I've been shadow banned for 5 or 6 years. Before people even knew what shadow banning was, and they weren't even talking about it on the internet, I was posting about it and people were like, oh, come on, Nate. As if they'll do that to you. You're not that important. Like, that's how these fucking muggles, you know. Comments like that. I'm like, all right, whatever. And now they're being shadow banned because they're awake now. And they're like, oh my God, I'm being shadow banned. I was like, yeah, well, that happened 6 years ago to me. So fucking welcome. Same with my YouTube. Deleted twice and then shadow banned. Once again, no one was even talking about it. I'm wondering why I got so hit so hard, you know. Why was I one of the first people to be getting hit so hard? It's weird, you know. Is it because I've had that balance in my life and I'm not being burnt out, you know? I see a lot of truthers out there, a lot of people, and they just look like they're burnt out, you know? Or I meet them at rallies and stuff, and their whole life is activism, and that's not balanced at all, man. You know, there's a few people in my area who are like that. They don't know who they are without activism. And a lot of people come into the role of activism and all that, and they have no friends, and they have really no life, and they don't know who they are. And then they get a little bit of fame, friends, or notoriety, and then their ego loves it, and it actually becomes about their identity then. It's not actually about trying to save the planet anymore or working together. It's about finding a wife. It's about being in the spotlight. It's about talking at a presentation. It's about, you know, being a leader when they're not leaders. A lot of people out there aren't leaders, and they shouldn't be leading. And they're on the microphone, they're doing presentations at the moment. I'm seeing this a lot, you know. And I actually didn't do a presentation at the rally on the weekend, the one in the GC. I just said, actually, I'm not doing it, guys. I'm actually not up for it. And I actually felt a sigh of relief because I'm a person that's like, no matter what the danger, no matter what the risk, I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it anyway. And I'm not going to talk about this exactly until a bit later. But that was the first time on the weekend that I actually just said no to something. I'm usually like, yeah, fuck, let's do it. Let's go. Even if I'm tired, even if I'm not up for it, even if I'm not fully feeling it, sometimes I'll just do it and I'll kick the door open. I'll force my way through. And I've been lucky enough that I have such a strong mind and I'm so persistent that even though it wasn't the path to purity or the path to grace, it wasn't the easiest road through. I managed to get through anyway, just because of my persistence, you know. And that's a catch 22 with, you know, being present, with being in the divine flow, with being in a state of grace, is that when you are in a state of grace, when you are in a high vibe frequency, when you are flowing and you're in the right place at the right time, you don't have to force anything. All the things will come to you, you know. And that's a difficult thing for people to do, especially if you've got a strong mind, because you're like, I know I can do this, but my intuition's kind of saying maybe not. And it's trusting in the flow that something's going to roll a bit later. You might go to a presentation or a protest, whatever, with all these fucking people. And then when you're leaving, you're just about to get in your car and you meet someone, and that's the reason you're there. That whole protest, the whole reason you're there was that one person. That's the most prominent, profound timeline, and that's what you needed. And it wasn't until you left, until you relaxed, until you breathed, until you calmed down, that then that person, that reality, that situation, that timeline opened up and it came into your life. And you're like, oh, fuck, this person's doing this. We can start a business together. Oh, my God, I've been looking for a such and such. Yes, you know. So that's kind of how it happens. And the more we're connected to the screens, the more we're connected to technology, the more our lives and our vital life force energy is going into these screens, these scoring mirrors, to these apps that's being processed, and our data is being sold, our photos, our pictures, our voice, everything is being used against us. Okay, that's an energy harvest going on there. That literally is an energy harvest, you know? And that's why you'd know, guys, you'd feel it. You're like, fuck, I need a break from the screens. I need a break from this. And you feel brand new and you go out. And as little as just when you go out, you just leave your phone in the car and you go do life and you come back to it. You know, even that is so obviously healthy for you. Imagine a life without mobile phones. Imagine we just had home phones. People are like, oh, how would you fucking live? Well, fucking how did we live before? We did it. No one even complained. No one even cared because it wasn't even part of our reality. it wasn't a thing. I remember I was in year 7 or year 8 and my mate brought a mobile phone to school, and I was like, get fucked, look at that thing, you know? And it was this, I think it was a 3810. It was a model before a 5110 with the aerial, you know, they were a brick. You could fucking ditch it at someone and, well, actually I might as well tell you a story now. Oh God. You know, there's a fight at, we jumped off the train station at near my local area, Mortdale, and there's a whole bunch of Lebos that were getting on, and back then there was a period of time where Lebos were rolling a lot of people in Sydney, and they were bashing Aussies and all the rest of it, and you know, there was this whole fight thing happening, and Aussies weren't really used to that. You know, Aussies would have fist fight in the you know, at your local high school. What would happen is that if two people didn't like each other, they would, you know, agree to fight, and then what the people would do, you'd make a bigger ring around them, and you'd all hold link arms so the two people could fight in the middle, and you'd have 10 rows of people all linking arms and everyone fucking yelling and carrying on, and that way the teachers couldn't get in to stop the fight, you know? And it'd be one-on-one, and you just have a punch on, and then after it'd just be like, fuck you, and you just you'd get over it, you know? And I feel that's a really good way of doing things. If you're that fucking pissed off and you both want to punch on, just do it and get it out of your system and be friends later, you know? So anyway, this whole epidemic came where there was like Lebos, like Lebanese, you know, but this is just a very broad blanket statement. It wasn't just Lebanese. It was a bunch of people who come into the country from different cultures and they had a very different view on way things done. And they'd have 6, 8 cousins. So when you fought one, and then the next thing you know, there'd be 10 at your house trying to fight you at your house. It was a very weird scenario that came into Australia. It wasn't here, you know. And anyway, we're getting off the train station and all these Lebs are there, and we just knew there was going to be a fight straight away. And we're all young. We're like 17, 16, 15 maybe, you know, shouldn't have been drinking. And they grabbed one of our mates, and it was on. Everyone was punching on. I remember just running forward, and I had my 3810, so I got one of those phones. And I used to open the bowling and cricket. I used to play baseball. I had a very strong throw, like a very, very strong throw. I was a very quick bowler, you know. I was always chucking tennis balls, and, you know, one thing I've got is hand-eye coordination. You fucking throw something at my head, and I'm not even watching, I'll see it at the corner of my eye and I'll catch it, you know. I've got really good reflexes, always have. So I'm really good at shooting guns, and anything with hand-eye coordination, and like if you're driving a car and you want to throw a Coke bottle out the window at a speed camera, I'll throw it like, you know, well early, and just got that kind of, you know, just got that thing. I've just got it. I do. And anyway, I'm running and I just had this 3810 and I just fucking pegged it so hard as I could. And it went like a bullet, you know. I used to throw that hard that actually I would go, fuck, man, that's a hard throw. When you do something that strong and you actually say it yourself, you know you're doing it well, you know. It's like if you're hitting a boxing bag and you're a weapon fighter and you're hitting it hard and you're like, fuck, man, I could actually kill someone with this punch, you know. It was like that. Anyway, I fucking threw it and it just went bang right in the middle of this guy's head, like right between his eyes. The phone just went fucking boom, and he literally like kind of flipped onto his back and just hit the deck, and he was knocked out cold, you know. And the battery went one way and it hit the side of the train, and then the other side of the phone hit the wall of the station. And it was funny because all these guys are fighting and all their phones are falling out of their pockets because they're all wearing track pants and FUBU and shit, you know. So anyway, but luckily for us, there was a bunch of our older mates and our brothers and stuff that were on the train as well on another carriage, and we didn't realize they were all turning up at the same time. So they come out, and our mates' brothers and stuff end up flogging them, and then all their phones are on the ground, so everyone's picking up phones, you know. It's like bodies everywhere and mobile phones, and everyone's picking up these phones. And back then, there was no tracking, there was no find your phone, it was just, you ditch it and you sell it for $200, you know. And I picked the battery up, I picked the phone up, I put it back together, and I clicked it on, and it just worked. Screen wasn't scratched, there was no damage. I remember how well those phones were built back in the day, you know. You could literally, anything would happen to them, they wouldn't break, because they were actually designed back then to last, whereas the phones now are designed that if you drop it on the ground straight away, the screen cracks, so then they make another $250 from you, you know. When I had a phone called a G-Flex, and it's a beautiful phone with a curved screen, but the screen's made of this special plastic and you can't break it. You know, this is years ago, and I was like, fuck, why wouldn't they make every phone like this so you can't break the screen? And then, like, you know, you start waking up to all the fucking thousands of bigger ticket items on how stupid this world is. It's, it's because of the money. They want to make money out of you, you know? Same as the iPhone charger changes every year and all that shit, you know? What a fucking scam. So, yeah, and back then, you know, before we even had the mobiles, what did we do? You know, I would ride my push bike and I'll make a call on the home phone, be like, hey, where you guys at? Ring Trevor's mum, ring Nick's mum, ring Joe's mum, whoever, Tim. Find out where everyone is. And then you just drive your push bike and you go, oh, yeah, then the bikes aren't at that person's house, I'll keep driving. Oh, they're not at this person's house, keep driving. And then they're out, you know? And then you go out and you play and you do shit all day and you come home and the sun goes down. And how did truck drivers do it, you know? They would have used home phones. They had two ways. They would ring ahead. If you don't see me and within this period of time, you know, might be a breakdown, whatever. And then they'll walk somewhere and they'll use a home phone. Like, it made us be part of our lives, you know, and it also made you be not responsible. It made people accountable for showing up. Because right now, people, I just send them a text, you're not coming. You know, someone could drive an hour to meet you, and then they just send the text, go, I can't come, whatever. Where when you agree to go somewhere before, you go, right, we're going to meet at the cinemas at 7 o'clock. So what do you do? You get fucking ready early. You get your shit ready. You drive in there. You park. You give yourself an hour time. You go have a coffee to make sure you're there on the dot at 7. Right? That's not going on anymore. People will just fucking turn up anytime they want. Couriers are fucked. Transport's fucked. Everyone's just willy-nilly, you know? And there's really a lack of honor and integrity around business and around life now, you know? That's why I really love a lot of the Japanese society. They're really honorable and respectful, you know, and they're militant on certain aspects, which I really appreciate, you know? And whatever they do it well in Japan. They clean the streets. The streets are so fucking clean in Japan. Like, there's no bubblegum on the ground, nothing like that. And every light pole is polished. It's polished clean. It's like shiny chrome. The signs are clean. There's no graffiti anywhere. It's just everything is absolutely clean. The cleaners take pride in what they do. The shop owners take pride in their shops. They wash and clean and vacuum their cars, and the cars are immaculate. They're very fucking, yeah, very good in that aspect, the Japanese. I do really like parts of their culture. I mean, parts of their culture is very twisted and taboo and strange. They are very connected to technology in that also, you know, which is basically what I'm talking about today. But I'm going on my little rants, and I hope you guys enjoy my rants, because I'm going to be talking about more personal stuff now, you know. I don't want to have my feed full of COVID shit. It's fucking boring. Yeah, there's a new variant. It's going to come. Yeah, that's right. It's going to come on the mainstream news, and then your politician fucking sacks of shit are going to talk about it all the time. You're just going to hear the fucking name all the time. And, oh, the new variant. Oh, it's coming. Oh, testing kits. Oh, new vaccine rollout. Oh, we have to get the new vaccine. Everyone has to be vaccinated now. We need 1,000,000% vaccinations, or you're not opening up. Blah, 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 blah. That's what's going to be going on forever until we all stand up, right? Now, these phones and this energy harvest which is going on the phones, right? Like, now is a time, if you haven't watched it before, to go rewatch The Matrix. And now that you're way more conscious than you used to be, go watch The Matrix. Okay, have a good look at it, and you realize it's a goddamn documentary. You know what I mean? It's nothing short of a documentary, because we are living in a reality right now with non-physical beings that interface with us. I had 7 entities on me last week, and I had to get a spiritual clearing. It happened during a ceremony, actually. I was so fucked. And usually I clear myself, but sometimes I'm just like, man, I'm just going to get my healer to do it. I can't be fucked. I'm actually not feeling great. And they can do a lot more sometimes too. I haven't been doing too much esoteric work for quite a while. I'm actually feeling like deep diving back into it and really getting back into that. That's coming up at the moment. Based on what I'm getting at, I feel like I'm in a transition phase at the moment. You know, I've been doing this activism for more than 7 years now. It's like a 10-year cycle. It's a 7-year cycle, but I've gone over it, you know? So it's not really feeding my soul. And this chipping away at the Facebook and Instagram and my accounts and my emails and all that, it's almost like timely. It's almost like thank you, you know? It's motivating me and making me realize how beautiful Telegram is also, because I can just post anything I want and it's there, you know? You forget the simplicities of how social media used to be, where you could just post stuff. I'm just going to post this video of Monsanto and people dying in India because of the pesticides, you know? Now, oh, fact-checking, deleted, you're banned, oh, no one sees it. You know, all this shit, fuck me dead. Like, we're actually becoming a little bit accustomed to censorship, which is a frightening thing, you know? And ultimately, this reality and this weapon of war, which is social media censorship and all this crap, it's designed to go over a pretty long period of time, so you get used to it, you know? You become desensitized to being a slave, you become desensitized to seeing your friends being deleted, you know, to fact-checking, and it becomes normal after a while. Anything you do over a long period of time becomes normal, you know? I haven't worked a normal job for 10 years or more. And the first 3 years when I realized I didn't actually have to work, I was like, fucking on holidays. And I was like, this is fucking mad. And every Friday, you know, I was like psyched still for the weekends and going out. And then after about 2.5 years or so, like, it wasn't exciting for the Fridays anymore because I never knew what day of the week it was anyway, you know, and I'll just go out and do things. And it's funny, like, part of me actually enjoyed working because you get that little bit of excitement at the end of the week, you know. You worked all week, you feel good. I mean, it's not that I don't work. Fuck, I work my ass off, but I just don't go to 9-to-5 jobs or anything like that. That's finished forever, you know. I don't work for anyone. And eventually, it does become normalized. It becomes a thing where the holiday is not a holiday anymore. And let me just push pause on this. Sorry, my little friend, she just banging on the door. I've got a present for my dog. Such a beautiful little girl. Yeah, and anyway, going back to the entities and all that, like, a lot of my psychic attacks have come through the internet, you know? This internet is alive. It's a portal. It's an opening to a reality we're not really familiar with. It's a non-physical reality where a lot of beings reside, you know? Every single human on Earth has had experience with either ghosts or a paranormal experience or God or angels or demons, whatever you want to call it, energy, right? It's ultimately energy in a non-physical form that we can access, you know? We are living in a reality of magic at the moment. And the system has kind of beaten the idea of magic out of us. You know, they've created all this bullshit like dinosaurs, you know, which are fucking dragons, really. Let's think about it. Let's think about all the dinosaurs, put a big fucking set of wings on them. How come there's so many folklores about dragons, and yet there's no remains of dragons, but yet there's dinosaurs everywhere, but really, like, slap a set of wings on that shit and you got yourself a dragon, right? That's just a bit of an eye-opener to have to think about. And something's definitely happening, you know? This internet, it's in us, right? I think I told you guys that story ages ago. If I haven't, I'll repeat myself, where I was underneath my house and I was working on one of my cars, and I just noticed there's all these black clips that were missing. So I've been smashing through river crossings and it's been knocking these clips off my body kit. And there are these strange little black clips, like these weird things that pop down, and then once they pop in, these legs open up and it holds in. And I was like, fuck, where do you even buy that from? I was like, I've never even seen them in the shops anywhere. And I've been a car enthusiast my whole life. Right, I know parts shops, I've been doing cars, boats, Harleys and stuff for a long time. I love performance cars. I'm looking at getting a couple of really fast cars soon before they fucking ban petrol motors and all that stuff. And I didn't say this shit out loud. I thought it in my head. I was like, fuck, where are you going to get this from? And my phone was inside my house, 25 meters away from me. And I was like, fuck. I wonder where to order them, you know? That's what I was thinking. I didn't say anything at all. Then about an hour later, I went upstairs and I got on my phone. I just jumped on Instagram to message a friend. When I was messaging her, this ad came up straight away. The first ad, and it was a box of these little black, weird plastic clips, all different sizes. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. Like, I've never seen an ad like that on my Telegram or my Instagram ever. And it was the first thing that came up. And I was like, wow, well, that technology is definitely in my fucking brain, because I didn't even say it out loud, you know? So there's this fucking strange connection going on, right? That we definitely need to disconnect from, And as I was saying earlier, like, we got by without mobile phones before. I'm actually frothing for the time when I can just go back to having a home phone. I'm hopefully getting these cunts out to fix my place soon. I chopped the home phone line on my excavator. Idiot. So I haven't had a home phone for ages, and I live with no phone reception. So that can be annoying. You go into town, check if your car's ready, and like, oh, sorry, mate, parts didn't come in. You're like, fuck. Half an hour drive in and out, you know. But people even think about not having a mobile, and it's like, how would we survive? You know, that's generally the thought process. People are like, how would I get by without my fucking phone? And I get they are convenient as fuck, you know. I mean, I'd like to even just maybe my old Nokia I've got still here. I've got a couple of old Nokias. Without a GPS or anything, I'd like to have a phone that just has text message and, well, voice message would be good. I like voice message. I'd like to have one that's got like a, yeah, you can do a voice message, a text, and a normal phone call. That would be good. Nothing else. No GPS, no data. Doesn't even have data, you know what I mean? I think that's what I actually need to revert back to. And really disconnect from it, because this system of control is only growing because of your data on your phone. That's the only reason they know what we're doing, because every single phone is an open-air microphone. Every single phone, whether it's off, whether it's on airplane mode, unless you have it in an EMF bag, AI, and in certain cases, for people of you who are persons of interest, there's a team of people in every country which are there listening to all of your phone calls at all times. Taking your data, using it, selling it off to the highest bidder to know where you go, what you do, who you shop with, what you look like. And that's ultimately what Facebook and Instagram were about. They're just a project from DARPA, which is Defense and Research Projects America. And when Facebook first came out, it was called Long Life, and it was so controversial that they actually banned it because they're like, this is a fucking privacy intrusion. So then they brought out Facebook and made a social version of the exact same thing. So when DARPA closed that project called Long Life, on the very same day, they opened Facebook. And then they said, oh, this guy called Zuckerberg made it. Like, absolute bullshit. He's just a fake billionaire like Epstein and Elon Musk, you know? Just puppets put in there to maintain a facade. So you got to remember, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these things, now Meta, are actually just NSA, CIA, Mossad, and DARPA. That's all it is. It's the evil scum of the planet spying on you to make sure you're staying in the control grid, you know? If the NSA and CIA and all these people wanted to, like, actually stop terrorism, like, they could arrest all the pedophiles in a week. They could arrest all the actual terrorists, because there is a few, like, crazy people out there, you know. They could arrest all the politicians. They could go through everyone's information and find out everyone who's corrupt, and they could arrest everyone on the planet within a month. They could just swoop in with the military and arrest all the illegal shit going on in the military too. In a month to 2 months, the whole entire world, we could have these giant prisons of all these scumbags in there if they wanted to, you know. But they don't want to. They just use these organizations as they masquerade as if they're looking after us. Same as the TGA. And the FDA and the World Health Organization and you know, all this fucking garbage which is inverted, and it's just depopulation. It's the TGA and the FDA are just basically organizations that are there to block any natural therapies and to block natural cancer cures and to try and put people in prison and hassle doctors who go against the Western medical system, which is funded, supported, and run by the pharmaceutical industry. And the TGA and FDA and all that are all funded by that anyway. So it's one big screw job. And to navigate this reality successfully, you know, we have to understand all these picker ticket items. But back to what I said earlier, we have to have that balance. You're not going to last. You actually do not last in this reality if you don't have that balance of playfulness, happiness, song, dance, sunshine, family, community, good food, detoxing, mindfulness, but also getting loose. Yeah, you have to have your release. You have to have your things that you do that actually make you feel good, whether it's, like I say this for example, like I feel good when I do 260 on my car down the freeway, or I feel good when I'm doing 220 on my Harley Davidson. Feels great. I fucking love it. I love racing other bikes on my bike and things like that, you know. That for me is the equivalent of someone doing 2 hours of yoga. I feel elated. I feel great. I feel clean. I feel clear. and I love breaking all the rules all the time, because that's also balance too. We shouldn't be following all the rules here on earth. We should be breaking all the ones that are not useful. We should be making our own rules. You know, we shouldn't be following anti-life behavior. I can't believe to this day that speed cameras are just sitting there on the side of the road. I cannot believe that people just don't crash their car into them, set them on fire, fucking tow them away, smash them, bash them. Like, nobody in Australia wants them, except the Zionist pigs who steal from us, these bankers and corporations, and yet we allow them to be there. Well, we allow them to be there. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them so many times that they're obsolete. It's like, we don't want them. Fuck off. We're good. We're actually okay with our own safety. If so many people were dying on the road, we would be like, guys, we need to do something about this. But no one gives a fuck, because it's just life, right? Just like COVID. If so many people were dying and it was a fucking pandemic, we would be crying to the government going, guys, fucking do anything. We are seriously worried for our lives. You know what I mean? We would be calling the government going, you need to lock this country down. Do anything you can. But no one gives a fuck, because it's not a real deal. It's bullshit, you know? We would ask for it. Humans would ask for it, you know? But what are we asking for? We're asking for a fair judicial system. We're asking for politicians to release the 28 names of the high-ranking pedophiles. We're asking for the borders to be open. We're asking for shops to be open. We're asking for everything the opposite of what they're giving us. And that's going to continue until we wake the fuck up and take action. And this balance that I'm speaking of is connected to conscious action and awareness. In a woke and aware society, they do not allow this shit. It's not even part of the reality. It's just we've been brainwashed for so long that we've been going along with it, type of thing. We're like, oh, maybe it will blow over. Maybe this, maybe that. It's because we haven't had a real good whiff of tyranny before. And this is a giant awakening, man. Fuck, is a huge awakening. The deletion of the internet. And don't forget that Obama, in 2014, set up the internet kill switch. So if they want to, because what's happening is, even though they've censored the whole entire internet, the truth's still getting out there. People are posting truth on all the alternate platforms now, and they're all growing, and they're not censored. So it's pushed us off their shitty platforms. I mean, I still like looking at YouTube, because there's, like, you know, I love, like, just there's so many types of things that I like watching, whether it's beautiful native flute or, like, some person living in Mongolia, like, just some fucking tribal person over there. I love that shit, you know? I love learning. I love growth. And that's why we should be traveling. It's really important for us to all travel, because if we don't, we get caught in our own, you know, dynamics in our own area, and we all start looking the same and talking the same and acting the same, and the growth slows down, you know? Well, when you go overseas and you go to other countries and different cultures with different frequencies, and when I mean frequencies, I mean every piece of land on this planet, there's a different frequency band. And certain areas like Egypt and Machu Picchu and Russia and all these different countries, they have portals, they have an energy signature, and they're correlated to your energy centers. You have 14 energy centers, 7 in your body, and then you have a whole bunch above your body and below, earth chakra, star chakras, and all that. So when you're going on a pilgrimage, say you go to Hawaii, then you go to Russia, then you go to India, and you go to America, you go to all these places, you're actually activating and putting coding in your energy centers. And you're getting the information from that land, which is very important. So it's almost like a spiritual pilgrimage when you travel. You know, you're getting a realization. You're getting an understanding of how other people live and an acceptance. You're appreciating your own country when you come back home too. And you're sharing wisdom and information as you travel around this beautiful planet, you know. And they don't want people doing that. That's why they've closed the borders, you know. They want everyone stuck in their own countries. In their own vices. They don't want white people going to India and teaching them how to filter water. They don't want people from India coming to another country and teaching them syntropic farming. They don't want, you know, Palestinians and Jews being friends. They want everyone hating each other. So you block them off, put a wall there, create propaganda, and then create a war, you know? Because we're getting to the point where everyone's calling for unity. There's this global calling for unity, and they don't want that. They don't want everyone unifying together and not fighting each other. They want you fighting your neighbor next door over the driveway, or over the gate being left open, or because you have a branch coming over the tree, or because your dog was barking. That's the type of ridiculous shit they want, where you're wasting your fucking time and energy fighting your neighbor that you live next to in your own country, and your houses are so close, your energies are actually entwined all day. They want you fucking punching on with your neighbor rather than going, hey, I've got so many lemons at the moment. Would you like a bag of lemons? Oh, amazing. Thank you. Oh, we just actually got carrots. Sweet. How about you come over for dinner next week and bring the kids over? Oh, amazing. Oh, look, I'm going out. Would you mind, would you look after the kids? Of course I'll look after the kids. Blah, blah, blah. That's community. People think of community as if like there's 50 people living in the forest dancing around holding hands. Your next door neighbors are your community. The people who work in your post office down the road, that is your community. When you go to Woolworths and the people who are working in the checkout, that's your community. They're the people that you need to be influencing in a beautiful, positive way. And they're the ones you should be reaching out to and going, hey, come over, have dinner. Come over, have dinner at my house. We're going to have a beautiful dinner next week. Bring your kids and come over. You can ask the lady who works in the post office if she wants to come have dinner. It's totally fine. And then when you all hang out, you're actually friends then, rather than she being a post lady and you being a person who posts mail. This is the divide we need to get through. Stop looking at people like he's a waiter or he's a security guard. He's a fucking human being. Have an experience of a waiter at this point in time, right? Imagine you had the Australia Post woman at your house and you're all talking and you wake her up. And she's like, oh my God. Then she starts waking up the people in the post office. And then rather than them having a fucking security guard outside the post office, they speak to the security guard and they say, hey, look, stand out there, but we don't want you to enforce anything. Just let people in, okay? So make a big deal of it. If the COVID police come, whatever. But just allow them to come in. Don't hassle them. Don't make it any harder for them. We all live here in this community. You know what I mean? Because you have a security guard come from out of the area who doesn't give a fuck about your local area, and he starts acting like a dick and he pisses off every person that goes into that post office, for example, right? So this is why we need to rethink the way we view the word community and what it actually means to us, because this is a global community. This is a one big family, and we're all on this rock together to learn, to grow, to evolve, and to shape and shift our perception and our consciousness. You know, very, very important that we see everyone as an opportunity of someone that we can influence in a good way, you know. These are all possibilities right now. This is the best time ever in human history to be out there on the streets, because you can wake people up so quickly. If you're a ninja, you just got to be a ninja about it. And the way you talk to people, you have to be very accommodating and watch them. Watch their body language. Watch the way they talk, the way their eyes move. Look at their clothes, their shoes, their car, their key ring, you know, their wallet. Look what they're into. Work this person out. So when you're talking to them, you know how to meet them on their level. You can't just start talking about flat earth to someone who's still questioning whether they should have fluoride in their toothpaste, you know. Forget it. Talk about water filtration. Go, hey, you know where else fluoride is? It's in the fucking drinking water too. Oh, really? Yeah, it's crazy, you know. Why would they put a neurotoxin in the drinking water with 580 different industrial waste contaminants when we should just drink fresh water? Oh, what do you do about it? Well, I actually just filter my water. Like, I don't want to take the risk, so I just filter it, you know. I'm not sure, you know, if it's true or not about the fluoride making people dumb, and I know they're putting it in the concentration camps in Germany. Really? Yeah, wow. Yeah, so where'd you get your filter from? Hey, I got this guy. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. Hey, here's my phone number. I'll send you some links too. I've got some really interesting links that I came across. Like, tell me what you think about it. Tell me what you think about these videos. I'd like to know. So I'm wondering myself. You know, that's an angle you come across with someone who's just on the fence. You don't bombard them. You drop seeds and you go, what do you think? Hey, what do you reckon about this? Hey, can you watch this? And then give me a message. Tell me what you think. We'll have a little chat. What do you reckon? You know, you're creating a little secret society amongst these people, but you're waking them up too. You're doing great things. You're doing beautiful things. So really be connected in the way you talk to people, you know? The only people that I really bombard and destroy in public are like middle-aged men who think they're alpha males and they think they know shit. I will just get my sword out and I'll fucking chop them to bits in public and make them look like an absolute fucking fool in front of everyone, because that's what they need. They need to be chopped down to the point where they look like an absolute idiot, and then they re-question open in their mouth again, and they re-question saying really retarded shit, you know? So there's a different size sword for every situation. That's kind of how it works. So anyway, guys, yeah, they make TV. Instagram's gone. That's a 10-year breakup for me. So it's a funny day today. I'm feeling it. Good and, you know, a loss as well. My Neil Pascoe vision, that's like, I've had that since the very beginning. There, I would like to get those photos back. There's a bunch of really good photos of my dog when he's really young and stuff like that. And that's a bit disappointing, you know. I don't care about all the fucking memes I've made, whatever, you know. Who cares? I'll make more. I'm going to post my memes on this Telegram too. So I'm actually going to post a lot of memes on here. So if you guys would like to share the memes from my Telegram onto other Telegrams, then onto your Facebook, Instagram, I'd really love that, because then you guys can just be my new way of getting the message out. So you would have seen those ones of the sunset in the background. I'm going to make those ones. And I've got the other ones that I used to make, the black and white ones with the my website and stuff all over it. So I'm going to actually post memes, but they're going to have a lot of information in them. There'll be quite a lot of information, and then there'll be a lot of writing underneath too, which I highly recommend, if you can, to share the writing too, because that's really important. My words are really important, and getting them out on that frequency level. Hang on 1 second. Oh, fuck, anyway, that's the fourth interruption I've had during this live, so I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, so anyway, that's where it's at. It's time to disconnect. It's definitely time to get off these apps. Get rid of these shit phones too, you know. These phones are literally our slavery. They're our mental slavery. They're our tracking devices, you know. It's the single worst thing we can do is carry a smartphone around, have conversations in it, have all the social media apps in there that are run by these organizations, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you know. It's just, we cannot be doing it anymore. Anyway, I've got a mate who's an ethical hacker, and he's the one organizing these new phones. And I do still sell the Clear phones, guys, too. If you're wanting an encrypted phone, that's a good way to start, is just actually just take control of your data. So if you're interested in a Clear phone, send me a message. I'll send you a link, and you can order through the link. It's a de-Googled phone, you know, and with all the back doors closed. But I've got another bunch of phones that we're going to be getting out soon, and they're cheap. They'll cost probably $300-$400 by the time we've done all what we need to do with them to beef them up. But they're a Linux-based phone, and it's going to be a really good option, because there'll be no Google on it, no Apple, no Android, nothing. And you just put the basic apps you want on. So you just put on Signal or Telegram. And for me, that's about it. That's all I'm going to have on my phone is Signal and Telegram. And that's how I'll do my stuff. So anyway, I'm going to be making these memes. I'm going to put a lot of content on there. And I'm going to start writing a lot of stuff again. When I used to post on Facebook, for some reason, I used to like really post my heart, my soul, and really go deep. I haven't had that feeling with Telegram. But now that my Instagrams and stuff are going, I'm starting to get it back. It's almost like my energy was still caught up in the old apps. So yeah, I'm looking to bring a lot more positivity, health, food, cancer cures, detoxing, lifestyle, and, you know, just pleasant stuff as well on this Telegram. As I said earlier, I am going through a transition, reinventing myself and working out what I want to do, where I want to be going, what I want to put my energy into when it's not social media. I want to post. I want to stay connected with you guys. I fucking love you guys. I really do, you know. I still have got my Nate Max TV podcast, by the way. That hasn't been deleted yet. So all these live voice things that I do, they're on my podcast. So if you've got old friends who don't have a smartphone and they have the internet, they can still find me on my podcast. The videos will be there. So, yeah, anyway, we're out of CBD at the moment, by the way, guys. A bunch of people who have been messaging and asking, and we're out. The Iver will be showing up at the end of the week. I'm actually back at my place now with all my products, like Black Seed and MMS and all the rest of it. So I will be back in control. I had friends sending things out and all the rest of it. I was very disorganized, so I apologize to you guys for that. I'm trying to get my ass into gear now and being a lot more strategic with all that stuff, because not only is it annoying for you guys, but it's fucking annoying for me. I'm just going to sort PayPal out so they can allow me to take more money per month. And that way you can just order everything through the website, and I can just go onto the back end and just see all the orders. You got your address, your phone number, all there, and I can send you the tracking and do it all professionally. I'd like to be more professional this year with my dealings. Organisation and the mundane have been two things that never really been that my strong front. I mean, I'm either super organised or I'm super disorganised. There's no in between, the old Gemini, you know. But yeah, well done to everyone who went to the protests on the weekend. It's good to see they're just growing in numbers. Now, don't forget, they are going to try and pull some bullshit stunt soon. So all you have to do is reject it, right? Reject everything that they're going to bring out next. The logins, the masks, the mandates, the new virus variants, the new vaccines, all that, right? Reject it all, okay? I'm going to be working with some mob over the next few days, and we're going to be talking about what we can do to help the Indigenous people here in Australia. Now, they have actually got there's actually some good stuff that can happen if these Indigenous are informed. They should be saying what we want is ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, B vitamins and zinc in a package that the government gives us. That's all we want. Every person in those Indigenous communities and all around Australia, we want a pack that has those things in it. And if we were to get sick, which we won't, we will just treat ourselves. That's what we need to call for. Common fucking sense, right? Fuck your vaccine off, fuck your mandate off, fuck all your laws off. We're not interested in any of it. Just give us the products that actually treat the common cold, okay, and stop the protein spike shedding from the bioweapon which is in the vaccine, and just give us the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, okay, the B vitamins, the zinc, and we'll be good. We're good, thank you. We don't need anything else from you, so you can fuck right off. All right, beautiful people. Well, like I said, memes are coming. More personal content's coming on this page. If you post shit about crypto and all that stuff, which seems to be going on a lot on my chat page, I'll be deleting you straight away. There won't even be a chance. If you post shit about me and Thanos being fucking Illuminati and all that or whatever again, like, you're just going to be deleted. I'm not even interested in having that conversation. It's just absolutely fucking ridiculous. You guys have been following me for 10 years. You know intrinsically who I am. Just because in one of the pictures I fucking made the sign with my hands. When you talk on stage, guys, and when you do presentations like I've been doing for that long, there's all these different gestures and things that you just do. Like, I'm not thinking where my hands are going when I'm talking. They're animated, right? And if I rub my face, or what Thanos does when he gets stressed or tired sometimes, or he just does it, he rubs his hands on his face and he has one hand over his eye. He's fucking rubbing his face, guys, okay? So let's just not even go there. I've spent a lot of time with Thanos. I speak to him regularly. He is one of my top people in this country. He's probably my favorite truther in this country because he has the absolute most integrity. He's such a genuine dude. He has great morals. He's fucking positive. He's a hard worker. He's honestly like such a legend. I love him so much. He's a really fucking good guy, and I hope that he can get out of Melbourne prison for a while and come up and spend some time up with me again and hang out, because I really appreciate him. So if you ever see any shit on the internet about him, comment, post, and tell him as it is, you know, because he's a genuine, lovely, lovely guy, you know, an absolute beautiful guy. Oh, and yeah, he sells a couple of t-shirts for a few bucks, you know. Oh yeah, fucking sorry, he's trying to sustain himself after losing his security license and his job and his whole life, after putting his life on the line for everyone. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do any of this, you know? He's just doing it because no one else is doing it. But what we need now is we need 100 more Thanoses to stand up. So this is a call out to all you guys out there who have been remaining silent. This is a time where everybody needs to stand up and speak the truth. Who gives a fuck what your parents think, what your ex-partner thinks, what your girlfriends think, or anyone, your colleagues at work, at the gym, who gives a fuck? This is time to stand up, speak your truth like you've never spoken it before, okay, and be relentless about it. If we go hard for the next 6 months, okay, we're going to get this world back. Just forget everything you've been doing for 6 months. Give up your selfish, addictive behaviors for 6 months. Let's regain this planet. Let's take control of this country, and let's birth heaven on earth. Let's just do it, guys. Let's just see how this goes. Now, on the 12th of the 12th at midday, okay, which is in less than 2 weeks, I'm doing a global chi meditation with Jake Soul again. This will be fucking very, very powerful again, okay? But it's on midday. It's midday on a Sunday, so you guys are going to have to remind yourselves it's midday. It's not 7 o'clock, and I really would like you to be on there. I'd really like you guys to share the link. It's on the front page of my website. You can click on it, which is www.innate-awareness.com, dash being in the middle, the line in the middle. Get on there, sign up, email that link to everybody you know, share it to everyone you know, give it to people, get on there, and I look forward to seeing you guys on that meditation. It's going to be great, it's going to be grand, it's going to be beautiful, and we're going to make huge waves from that as well. So, all right, guys, that's the six small interruption I've had, so I'm getting off. anyway, yep, that's what's happening. Meditation, stand up, do your thing, get the fuck off these platforms, or just use them, abuse them until they delete you, and then pull away. Get off the smartphones, get off the phones, encrypt all your technology. Like I started saying earlier before I got interrupted, I've got a mate who's going to be doing these phones, but also he's going to be doing all your laptops and stuff. So you can basically send him your computer, your laptop and everything in the post, and he will beef it all up and make it secure for you. Very important we start doing that and taking steps and measures to not give our data away and our privacy. Very, very important. Yeah, if you're interested in those clear phones, send me a message. I'll just send you a link at the bottom. We're out of CBD for a while. Ivermectin will be in end of the week. Black seeds here, and we've got some MMS again. So if you haven't got your order, send me a private message inbox. Just send me an inbox and just say, hey Nate, I ordered this, and I'll let you know when it's coming. I'll be back on top of all my shit soon anyway, so hopefully that won't happen in the future. And big love to you all, and have a lovely day. This is Nate Max signing out.